This week, we hear from Kim in Australia about the 100-Day Home Organization Program. This has been life-changing for me. The small daily steps are manageable, and you can go as big or small as you like. It doesn't matter how far you go, because guess what? With a lifetime membership, you will always get another go at it. I am noticing that with some family health issues this year, I have missed some days, but because I knew it would come around again, I was not stressed by it. Lisa has such a heart for people. This shows in her courses, her communication with the group and individuals, and her charity work that she does. I'm so grateful that I found her, and I pray she will be blessed in all she does. Thanks so much, Kim. Do you have an Organized 365 success story? We'd love to hear about it. Send us an email at lisa@organized365.com and let us know how you've changed your life and your home with Organized 365.
Welcome to the Organized 365 podcast. I'm your host, professional organizer, productivity expert, and motivational speaker, Lisa Woodruff. This podcast will help you embrace progress over perfection and create lasting functional organizing in your home. I have so much to share with you, so let's get started. I am often telling you that every minute you spend in planning, you save 3 to 4 in execution. If you give me 15 minutes at night planning the next day, hands down, you are going to save an hour in reduction and doing the same things over and over again and doing things out of order. You're just going to have a more productive, profitable, and proactive day if you plan the night before. Here's the thing. We're tired at the end of the day, and we don't necessarily want to plan. And Lisa, you're talking about planning all the time. Like, my schedule is jam-packed full. When am I supposed to be doing all of this planning you are constantly talking about? So I'm going to get back to that at the end, about how we can add a lot of planning. But first of all, I need to talk to you about two different ways of executing, of getting things done that you do often, that sometimes you may be interchanging these words, but they mean two totally different things. One is batching tasks, and the other one is task stacking. And maybe you haven't heard any of these, so let me explain what they both are, how they're different, and then how they're going to give us some more time to do planning. First, the more popular term that you probably have heard before is called batching tasks. Okay, so I probably heard this. The first time I heard it was probably 20 years ago in direct sales when they told us to batch like tasks. Get out your call list, spend an hour, and call everybody on your list. You're going to batch calling. What does this look like in your everyday, every week life? Okay, either you are a do one load of laundry a day kind of person, or you're like me, where you want to batch that task and you want to get all of the laundry done in one day. Like, you're going to batch laundry so that you're going to think a lot more about laundry, but by the end of the day, all of the laundry is going to get done. Obviously, you're listening to my podcast, and one of the very first podcasts I ever listened to was Entrepreneur on Fire by John Lee Dumas. And his claim to fame, or the thing he did when he very first started his podcast, and I found it about 6 months in, was he has a daily podcast. Daily. People were not having a daily podcast when John Lee Dumas first had a daily podcast. And he would batch his recordings, where he would record 8 podcasts one day a week so he could have all of the recordings for the week plus one extra. Now he does it in 2 days. He does them back to back, a Monday and Tuesday. He works 2 days a month, and he records 15 podcasts each day. So he records 30 podcasts 2 days in a row, and then he's done for the rest of the month. Now that is ultra batching. When I batch podcasts, I do like 2 or 3 because I just, wow, he has a total system. But things like that, you often will think about batching tasks at work. Some other ways that you typically will batch tasks are phone calls. Often the number one question I get about the Sunday basket is, great, Lisa, I'm doing the Sunday basket on Sunday. It's working fabulously, except I have phone calls to make in my Sunday basket, and these places are not open on Sunday when I'm going through the basket. Me either, I know. So those go in my to-do folder, and I usually do them actually on Tuesday is when I make my phone calls, and I'll just pull out the folder and I'll call anyone I need to make. Luckily, I don't do as many phone calls as I used to, and usually I don't have to call people on the phone. But when I do, which I don't like doing, I sit down and I call all the people I need to call with my calendar open, and I just knock out all those phone calls at one time. That is batching tasks. The definition of batching tasks in my mind is doing like tasks together. It's like doing all the laundry, recording all the podcasts, making all the phone calls. Okay, so you're pulling different phone calls for your business, phone calls for your kids, phone calls for getting something repaired in your house, phone calls for some entertainment that you want to do, all together. Like, they aren't related phone calls, but the act is you need to have your calendar open and you need to be on the phone, and it needs to be 9 to 5, Monday through Friday. That's why you do all of those together. Now let's talk about something different that I don't hear talked about very often, which is task stacking. Now in this case, you are stacking a whole bunch of tasks in one location or in one time in order to reduce the amount of time any one task takes. That's a definition I just made up. So if it's not exactly right, that's my definition of task stacking. You all do this. You just might not realize you do it. And the number one way that almost everyone does task stacking is your morning routine. Even if you haven't formally sat down and said, this is my morning routine, like even children have a morning routine, a set of things they do every morning, generally in the same specific order. So it's done at this certain time of day and they're done in a certain location. So a certain amount of these activities are done in the bathroom and then in the closet and then in the bedroom and then in the kitchen, and then you're off for your day. So my morning routine, my task stacking is I get up, I check my phone first thing. I know, I'm not, these people who say not to check your email, I do. I check my email and I check my phone first thing because I have a team and I need to know if the website is down or somebody needs something. I don't respond to everything, but I check. Then I go to the bathroom, I get a shower, I brush my teeth. And then I'm telling you, it is amazing how easy it is to throw off our morning routines. If you're following me on my Insta stories, you know I've been working on my makeup this fall and it's really, really fun. But at the end of August, beginning of September, I went to Sephora and I got a whole bunch of new makeup and I literally had to write down how to do my makeup again and in what order to make sure that I incorporated these 6 new steps that we had. Then, just recently, more towards the beginning of October, I went into Ulta. I talked to somebody there and I bought 4 new products and I came home and I eliminated 2 of the products that I used to have and then added in another recommendation from someone on Instagram. Thank you for that recommendation. And I changed my makeup routine again. Now, I've been getting up and getting ready my entire life. But when I changed my makeup routine, which before 40 was like blush and mascara, to what it currently is, which is hundreds of dollars in like a 14-step process, I have to really think about changing that routine, and I do it every single day. And now I'm pretty good at this makeup routine, which has way too many products and way too many steps in it, but I think I look better than I've ever looked before. So I'm task stacking. And the interesting thing in the makeup especially and in the hair is I used to literally get dressed, do my hair, do my makeup, leave. That's not how I do it anymore. I get out of the shower and I do this under eye moisturizer and then I do my facial moisturizer and then I get dressed and then I do a concealer on my eyelid. I do a different concealer underneath my eyes and I put on a primer all over my whole face. Then I put mousse in my hair and I put this new spray in my hair. And then I dry my hair, but I don't curl it. Then I go back to my face and I put on my foundation and I draw on my eyebrows because apparently that is a thing. And then because my hair is already dried, I usually finish up the rest of my face and then I go flat iron my hair. So it used to be that I could batch my morning, shower, dress, hair, makeup. But now because there are so many steps and you don't have to let things dry in between steps, I just think it kind of works better. Now I'm task stacking where it's shower, moisturize, dress, hair and foundations, dry your hair. Like I'm having to interweave these different batch tasks together so that everything ends up better at the end. Let me give you another example. When you go in the kitchen to clean up, So sometimes I'll do this in the morning. Sometimes I'll do this at 4 o'clock. Sometimes I'll do this at 7. But I find I do this the same exact task stacking every single time when I say I'm going to clean up the kitchen. Number one, I walk through the first floor of the house and I pick up anything my daughter has left out, usually multiple drinking glasses, and I bring all those into the kitchen. As I bring those in, I turn on the hot water in the sink so the hot water is running. I go and I collect more things and I empty the dishwasher if the dishwasher needs to be emptied. I'll start to empty the top of the dishwasher. Then the water is hot now, so I will stop up the sink, put soap in there, and then I will start to fill that sink with hot water while I finish emptying the dishwasher. As soon as I finish emptying the dishwasher, then I rinse out any cups that are still on the countertop and put those in the dishwasher. By then, the dishes or anything else that's been in the sink has been soaking. Maybe anywhere from 2 to 4 to 7 minutes, depending on how much there is to clean up. But it's so much easier to clean things once they are in hot, soapy water. So I pull those out. Most things I can now literally pull out of the water and put straight into the dishwasher because that hot, soapy water has taken off whatever's on there. I scrub down anything else, dry it, put it away. Last thing I do is I drain the sink, I get a wet washcloth, and I wipe off all of my counters, and then I put that washcloth in the laundry room, and I'm done in the kitchen. Sometimes that task stacking takes 5 to 10 minutes. Sometimes it takes 20 to 30 minutes. Just depends. But I always do all of those tasks in the same exact order. Okay, now you know what batching tasks are and what stacking tasks are. Batching tasks require your focus on the task to get done. Like for all the laundry to get done and make sure you get it all done in one day, especially when I was doing 7 to 10 loads a week and I would do it all in one day, I would set the timer on my phone for 45 minutes. And every 45 minutes, the timer would go off. I'd hit reset. I'd go in and I'd move that laundry. And when that timer went off, I would focus. I would go in there, move things, fold things, put things away, and then I would get about 35 minutes before that timer went off. When I'm batching podcasts, I'm thinking through all of my ideas, I'm writing my bullet points, I'm recording, I'm uploading, I'm sending notes off to my audio engineer, like Hunter barked in there, could you please take that out? Or whatever needs to go before I forget, because if I did it the next day, I would forget. Same with phone calls. I have my list, I have my calendar open, and I'm calling. Phone call number one, number two, number three. There's no free time in that. Like when you batch tasks, you get focused work done and you just plow through that list. However, in task stacking, when you heard me just explain my morning routine and the kitchen cleanup, those are things I do every single day. And you probably do too. And there are a whole bunch of other ones, as you really realize, they're just part of your everyday routine where you batch, you don't batch, but you stack these tasks. You probably have tasks stacking right before you go to bed. You have tasks stacking before you leave the first floor and go into your bedroom at night. You probably have tasks stacking before you get in the car in the morning or when you come back from work or school or wherever you come back from. There's a set stack of activities that you do when you come in. The nice thing about this task stacking is when you stop and you think about it, when you were listening to my kitchen cleanup, some of you may have said, I never thought about running the water while I walk around the house to get the glasses. Then it would be hot as soon as I get back to the kitchen. I'm normally standing there waiting for the water to heat up. Like, see how I've shaved a minute off of that task stacking. I'm always trying to be more productive. But once you shave those minutes off, these are bulky, time-consuming tasks that we do every single day that if you're not changing all of your makeup over, which only took me 5 days to get used to my new makeup routine, now I'm in there and it takes me, 35 to 40 minutes from the time I get up until the time I walk out of my bedroom and I'm ready to go make my coffee and make my Insta story for you, where I have that time getting ready in the morning and I have optional free brain power. I have time that I can harness for planning. Okay, so now that you know task stacking and batching, I want to talk to you about planning versus executing. We often feel Because we are in constant motion and constant doing, that we are constantly executing and checking things off of our to-do list. And I am so sorry to tell you, but every time you clean up the kitchen, you're still going to need to do it tomorrow. Every time you get the laundry done, there will be dirty laundry the next day. So while, yes, you are busy and you are doing, and you are producing kind of, you're not making forward momentum on your big goals, whatever it is you were uniquely created to do, okay? And that is what we want to find time for. I feel like, oh my gosh, if I could just get the laundry done and the kitchen clean, then I'll work on blah, blah, blah. You sit down to work on blah, 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 and 60 to 90 minutes later, I need a snack, we're out of toilet paper or whatever, and now you're back into the everyday busyness. So the difference between busyness and productivity is the end result. Like, are we making forward process or are we just treading water? And often we spend our days treading water. We're working, we're busy, we're checking things off lists, and we're executing, but we're not getting to our finish line in our goals. So I've been really thinking about, how have I done this? And number one, organizing your house, which many people are doing on this podcast right now. Like, you're in the 100 day program or you're just organizing on your own. You're already starting to see that you get some free time. When you finally get that free time to work on organizing your closet or cleaning out your garage or whatever, often when we finally get that time and we go in there, we go, okay, first 15 minutes, I'm going to sit here and plan it. While you could be executing, I want to take that planning time and I want you to add that somewhere else in your day where you're not even in the space. Now, this is a skill. It's a talent that takes a little bit longer to cultivate. But once you have it, oh, game changer. It's a total game changer. It's why I feel I'm able to get so much done, is because I do all the planning in my head before I'm actually in the space. I learned this skill when my kids were babies and Joey would only take a 20-minute nap in a swing in the same room where I was. So I went from being totally productive and having all my days to a baby that like literally never slept. So I would do every single thing possible so that the second he fell asleep, I was doing something. I was accomplishing something because I only had 20 minutes. So any prior planning I could do, I did. So let's use for an example, let's say you want to clean out the linen closet. Okay, so that's a nice small project. You can get through a linen closet in anywhere from 90 minutes to 3 hours, depending on how big your linen closet and if you've ever gone through it before. So on the long end, it would take 3 hours to go through a linen closet. Probably won't, but let's just say it will. You are going to work on that you actually have blocked out 3 hours, which we know somebody's going to eat away at the time. You end up with 2 hours. Here's the thing. I want you to go find the Organized 365 podcast on linen closets, which is way back in the beginning. By the way, those of you that are listening to these podcasts from my website are saying, oh, I can't find this podcast, I can't find that podcast. The easier way to listen to podcasts is on a mobile device, an iPad, a tablet. I'm on everything. I'm on iTunes, Stitcher. You can even listen to me on Alexa. Oh, yep, she just turned on. I was going to say, is she not going to turn on? She just turned on. Yes, you can even find my podcast that way. And when you go to Stitcher or Google Play or iTunes and you download the Organize 365 podcast, then you will be able to see all of the episodes there and just scroll right to the one you want and press play and it will play and it'll be glorious. And you could do it on your iPad. You don't have to do it on your phone. You could do it through the Google Play Store, on your Kindle Fire. You could do it on all of your different tablets or devices. It's an easier way to listen to the Organize 365 podcast, especially if you also want to use your phone or computer for something else. Okay, so you go and you find that podcast. You're going to listen to that while you're driving around. Then when you're getting ready in the morning, let's say you're going, or we said you were going to do this on Saturday morning. Let's say you're going to do it after work on Thursday. You're going to bust through that linen closet. Okay, you're getting ready in the morning. You're going to listen to the Organized 365 podcast. I typically, 50% of the time, I turn on a podcast in the morning, unless I need to use my morning getting ready time to think through whatever my first big work task of the day is. So you're going to listen to a podcast. Now you're done with that, you're downstairs, you're cleaning your kitchen for the morning, and you're thinking, in that podcast, Lisa raised a couple of issues. How many towels do we need per person? How many sets of sheets do we need per person? you know, whatever was raised in that podcast. And I want you to ponder the things that come up in that podcast throughout the whole entire day before you're actually going to do the linen closet. Next, you're probably going to get in your car at some point during the day, drive yourself or your kids or somebody somewhere. I keep index cards in my car. I've told you this numerous times. I just got in my car for 10 minutes before recording this podcast to literally drive Abby five minutes away and 5 minutes back, and I created 4 index cards for myself. And I wrote down things like, remember to call back this Facebook ads person. Oh, I want to find a partner in my business for this. Did I get this question answered from Pat? Oh, did I follow up on this guest podcast interview that I'm going to do? These are literally sitting in front of me right now because they are to-dos I didn't want to forget. When you have index cards in your car that you write these little notes to yourself on, it gets it out of your head. And instead of driving, this is what I used to do when I was driving, I'd be like, don't forget to change the laundry when you get home. Don't forget to change the laundry when you get home. Don't forget to change. Do you do this? I grab an index card, a stoplight, of course, and I write down change laundry. And when I get home, I have a little stack of index cards in my lap. And when I walk in the house, I look at the index cards. The first one says change laundry. I'm like, great. I walk in, I change the laundry. I look at the other ones and they go in the Sunday basket or they go in my workbox and I move on with my day. I eliminate that mental clutter. So that mental clutter is gone and I'm still thinking about my linen closet. And I'm answering right now, before I even get in front of that linen closet, how many towels for each person? How many sets of sheets do we need for the bed? Lisa said that she has one set of sheets for the bed and one other set of sheets. So when you change the bed, which right now we don't even have that many, because we lost a pair of sheets, but that's okay, I'll just buy another pair. So we take one set of sheets off, put it in the wash, and put the other set of sheets on. We don't need more than 2 sets. And you're thinking, you know, that's really good. I should do that. I think we could get down to that many sheets. Now, it's Thursday at 6 o'clock. Everybody's had dinner, whatever. You are in front of your linen closet. You have already thought through the linen closet by listening to the podcast. You have already thought through the questions that I've asked you, and you've made decisions. X amount of towels, X amount of sheets. Now, as you're pulling them out of the linen closet, you may say, oh, but I love these sheets. I can't imagine getting rid of the teddy bears and the unicorns and all these different sheets. And you may decide to keep more than you were originally going to because now you actually have the physical attachment to the item. But your mental decisions were already made during your task stacking times when you had free mental bandwidth. Do you see what I'm saying? This works for anything. So let's say I'm meeting with a banker about getting a loan for Organize 365. I've been thinking about this for a couple of days. So as I'm getting ready to draw my bath at night, I decided not to watch anything and to just really think through, do I wanna get a loan? Don't I wanna get a loan? What kind of a loan do I wanna get? How many years do I want to pay it off? How much of a loan do I feel comfortable taking? Is it X amount or X amount times 2? And I really took a really long bath that night, which was my self-care anyway. Normally I watch TV. And I was like, I really want to take some time and think through what I want. And I talked to a friend about it earlier, like I was really wrestling with what do I want to do in my business. And when I was done with the bath, I had a firmer grip on a gut feel on what I wanted to do in financing Organize 365. So sometimes you spend this thinking time while you're taking your bath at night or while you're pushing your child in the stroller or taking your dog for a walk. If you listen to a podcast, like I often listen to a podcast when I'm getting ready, when I'm driving, when I take a dog for a walk, I try to plow through podcasts just like you do. When I find a new one, I'm like, ooh, I want to listen to all of them. I'm finding 50% of the time now, I'm not listening to a podcast and I'm listening to myself. And I'm allowing that driving time or that bath time or that getting ready time or the walking the dog time to wrestle mentally with a question that I'm trying to process through before I get in the physical situation. Before I'm sitting across the desk with the banker, how long of a term do I want? How much money do I want? For what reason? How am I gonna pay it back? I am wrestling with, okay, we're gonna clean out the linen closet. How many towels do we want? How many sets of sheets do we want? Okay, we are going to, let me think of another one. Well, another good one was, I wanted to take a family trip. I wanted our family to take a trip in December between Christmas and New Year's. And this was going to be our new tradition. Joey's in college, yada, yada, yada. I was all ready to do it. And then I was getting ready to plan our organized 365 work calendar. And I realized, we're in a launch between Christmas and New Year's, and I had to send out an email to our whole team saying, hey, we're not going to do work, but we do have to do customer service and social media marketing work. So if I'm sending that email out to them, I realize, oh, well, that means, Lisa, you can't take a vacation then. Like, that's not a proper vacation time for you. So now I'm thinking about, I still want to do that trip with my family. Maybe we start doing spring break trips, which we've never done before. Or maybe we start taking a trip, you know, the second week in December. Because Joey's in college, so he's off the whole month of December, and I homeschool now. So my calendar is whatever I want it to be. These are things that I think about when I am driving, walking the dog, and doing the dishes. Use that time, and I watch plenty of TV, people. Do not think I don't watch TV. I usually watch at least a show and sometimes a couple of shows every single night. So it's not like I'm saying use every single spare moment of your day for thinking. But if you can find even one of these where you're like, oh, you know what, in the morning, I do have a lot of ideas. That would be a great time for me to plan out my day. Or I never thought about thinking about my after dinner project while I'm cleaning up dinner. I'm just so used to cleaning up dinner. And then I process through what I'm going to do after dinner. All right. So this is the difference between planning and execution. Planning does not mean you have to be sitting in front of a computer or sitting in front of a legal pad. Much of your planning is done mentally, often probably while you listen to these podcasts. Now, my favorite way to process through something that I am trying to figure out, you're going to laugh at this. I think I've said this once before, is I get in my car and I turn on music. I love music. I love to sing out loud. You know, if you came to the Rise National Convention, I just sing all the music. I don't even care. I just sing it out loud. I love it. There is something about music for me that when I'm in the car and I turn the music on a little louder than I probably should, I get complete clarity in my head. The other time this happens is in worship at church. Like, our band is so loud at our church, you can't even hear yourself sing, and it's so awesome. They play contemporary songs, and as I am singing, like, I can see visions, I get great ideas. Like, my brain just totally opens up and wanders when I am singing or when I am surrounded by really loud music. What is it for you? Like, maybe it's when you walk and you forget your phone at home and you just take a walk and you are in nature, like that just speaks to you. And all of a sudden you are just so filled up and energized and full of ideas and full of energy. Or maybe it is in, you know, lately, for about 2 weeks now, I have stopped doing anything when I take my nightly bath. And I'm using Epsom salts every single night, which is helping with my migraines, which I didn't know the every single night part was key, but apparently it's every single night. So you really need to soak in those Epsom salts, you know, a solid 15 minutes, 20 to 30 is better. So I fill up my bath and I put my Epsom salts in. I'm not turning on a podcast. I'm not turning on a TV show. And I'm just getting in the bath and saying, okay, what do I need to do next for my family, for my husband, for my business, for myself? What issue or thought do I need to think all the way through and come up with a solution? Or just giving myself that quiet time. I know I was raised and I heard that quiet time is, you know, in the morning, first thing, with your Bible, in a chair. Well, I'm a morning person, but I don't like to get up any earlier than I have to. And for me, quiet time happens to be in a bath at night with Epsom salts. That happens to be working for me right now. So think about, when do you get your best ideas? When do ideas really gel and become synergistic for you? Is it in nature? Is it in silence? Is it with loud music? Is it as you're working out, like physically grinding at the gym? This is obviously not me, but like when you run, you love running because you hear the pounding of your feet and you're getting a good sweat. And just when you get into that physical state, all of a sudden you get complete clarity. Make more time for that. And then give your mind something to chew on. Like, I love sweating and running. And so I really want to organize my house, and whatever it is in the 100-day program today, I'm going to go do a run and I'm going to really think about how I'm going to organize those spices, or what's a better solution for organizing the kids' clothes, or I'm going to tackle the medical organizing binder and what's everything that I need to have in there to be the best caregiver for my kids or for my mom or for whoever, and what are my tab dividers going to be, and really think about that as you're in the place where you get the best clarity. Then when you're done with that, even if it's a day or two later and you actually have the time to do the linen closet, to organize the kids' clothes, or to do the medical organizing binder, you will have made the mental progress already. So the second you get started, you will physically be executing. You will spend every single minute that you've set aside for that organizing task in 100% execution. All right. I love planning. I love being analytical about why things work and how we could get more productive. I would love to hear what you think about this podcast. Head on over to our free Facebook group, organize365.com/Facebook. Share your thoughts there. Or if you are an Instagram lover, as I am becoming very quickly a very much Instagram lover, head on over to organize365.com/Instagram. Follow me and share your thoughts there.